Santa Cruz here. Welcome to Technical Town. We are here just to bring you good cheer. And the curtain rises, the show has begun.
And no surprises, we hope to bring you lots of fun. So
welcome to Technical Town. We're glad you're here so you can hear our company sing and clap. Welcome to Texaco.
Good evening. The 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast who serve you so courteously and efficiently with Fire Chief, the emergency grade gasoline, Texaco Motor Oil, and Marfac, the scientific chassis lubricant, present an all-star summer review with Pinky Tomlin, Igor Gorin, Ella Logan, Seymour Seymour, Jack Renard, and the young comedian, Eddie Stanley.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy.
Say, Eddie, what's wrong? Look at you. You're covered with dust and your toes are out of your shoes. You're usually so well-dressed. What happened?
Well, Jimmy, remember last Sunday I flew to Chicago for the big fight?
Yes, I know. And you flew back?
No. I bet on Braddock and I walked back.
Oh, Stanley, listen. You can't pick fighters. You've got to have practical experience.
Experience?
Why, yes. In college, I was captain of the boxing team. In fact, they called me their ace in the hole. You know why?
Yeah, I guess you were always face down. All right, Seymour. We know how Lewis knocked out Braddock.
Yeah, but I'm talking about how Ma knocked out Pa.
Ma. Fighting again, huh? What was it about this time?
Well, Pa was shaving when the fight went on the air, and he got so excited, he sharpened his razor on the curtain, lathered the mirror, and when he got through shaving, the cat was bald.
Here's Pinky Tomlin.
Miss Seymour, I believe I'm going to kiss you.
You're going to... Oh.
Congratulations, Pinky.
What for?
Well, anybody who can strike Seymour speechless deserves congratulations.
Pinky, are you really going to kiss me?
Yep, here goes.
Oh, Pinky, darling, you wanted to kiss me because you lost your fear of women?
No, ma'am, I had to kiss you because I lost my bet on Braddock.
Listen, Seymour, forget this cowpuncher and step out with me.
Not a chance. Pinky Tomlin's my dream man. Why, every night when I go to sleep, I see his face.
Say, what do you eat before going to bed? Sour pickles? Honest, Seymour, I'm the kind of a guy for you.
No, Stanley, I got my mind set on Tomlin. Pinky, what are you doing Saturday night?
Me? Oh, I'm going out.
What are you doing the following Saturday night?
Going out.
What are you doing the Saturday night after that?
Guess I'll be going out again.
Well, for heaven's sake, Pinky, don't you ever stay home and take a bath?
Oh, Seymour. Listen, I got an idea how you can win Pinky.
Go ahead, I'm all ears.
Yes, and a bit of mouth, too. Now, look, Seymour, you know, Pinky Tomlin wrote a song about a love bug that bites people and makes them fall in love. Isn't that so, Pinky?
That's right, but don't go counting on that love bug to bite you, Seymour, because he got away from me last week, and I don't even know where he is.
You mean to say if the love bug bites me, I'll fall in love with everybody?
Yep, that's right.
Gangway, here I go.
Hey, Seymour, come back here. Come back, will you? What's the idea of kissing the boys in the orchestra? The love bug didn't bite you.
No, but it might, and there's no harm in practicing.
Say, Pinky, who's this man coming in?
Pardon me, I want to speak to Pinky Tomlin, the man who wrote the love bug.
That's me, mister.
Well, I'm from the state of Florida. We caught your love bug there. Here it is in this box. Will you please keep it locked up?
Keep it locked up? Why?
That darn love bug of yours bit the president of the Florida Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
And now he's advising everybody to spend the winter in California.
Oh. Gee, that love bug sure works, don't it?
You bet. I'm going to keep him locked up in this box. He might do some more damage.
Telegram, Mr. Tomlin.
Here, you read it, Stanley. I'm keeping my eye on this here love bug.
Okay, Pinky. It says, Dear Pinky, for heaven's sake, keep that love bug of yours out of circulation. Last week it bit Walter Winchell, and now he's playing saxophone in my band. Signed, Ben Burney.
Boy, that love bug has sure got power.
Say, Pinky, lift the lid off that box and just let me peek at him, will you?
No, ma'am. He might get out.
Gosh, Seymour, haven't you kissed enough people already?
Give me that love bug.
I won't do it.
Oh, I want to see you in that box.
Cut it out. Seymour, he might get out. Look out.
Be careful. Look, the love bug's out. He's on the loose.
Oh, he bit me.
The love bug bit Seymour.
Well, what happened?
Well, when the love bug bit Seymour, the orchestra ran for the exit. Are you in love, Jimmy?
Yes, I'm in love. I'm in love.
Well, who do you love, Mr. Wallington?
I love me. I love me. I'm wild about myself.
The love bug bit Eddie Stanley.
Oh, Ella. Ella Logan.
What is it?
Oh, Ella, I feel like giving. You're so sweet. You're so cute here. Here's my bankroll. Take my money.
Oh, thank you. The love bug bit me.
How do you feel, Ella?
Oh, I can never go back to Scotland. I can never go back to Scotland.
Why not?
Because I feel like giving you your money back.
Gosh, with a love bug, he just bit Jack Renard.
Oh, am I in love? What a shape. What lovely color. What a beautiful skin.
Shame, Jack. You, a married man, in love with another woman.
What woman? I'm in love with a hunk of salami.
Well, doggone if it didn't bite Igor Gorin.
Oh, that's well. This looks like my big chance.
The love bug, she nibbled me again.
How do you feel, Igor?
Oh, I feel like I could kiss a lovely woman. I could hold a woman in my arms and hug and kiss. And hug and kiss. What a feeling. Can't you give me something for it? What can you give me for it?
Well, all I can give you is my radio, a second-hand Ford, and $200 in cash.
What's the matter, Ella? Are you still suffering from that love bug bite?
Say, if you don't think so, just listen to this.
I'm yours for the asking, and I'm asking you to ask. Oh, you gotta taste these delights. I'm yours for the taking, and I'm asking you to take me. Please don't keep me dangling on the line. Now I'm not afraid of taking chances. You gotta show me what romance is, even though you have to break my heart. I'm yours for the asking, and I'm asking you to ask me. Oh, you gotta say it's deep in mine. I'm yours for the asking, and I'm asking you to ask me. All you gotta say is please be mine. I'm yours for the taking, and I'm asking you to take me. Oh, please don't keep me dangling on the line. Now I'm not afraid of taking chances. Oh, take my heart. You gotta show me what romance is, even though you have to break my heart. I'm yours for the asking, and I'm asking you to ask me. All you gotta say is,
Then say, please be mine.
Just a few weeks ago, the Santa Fe Railway began operating its Super Chief, the luxurious train between Chicago and Los Angeles. Already the Super Chief is nationally famous. Millions have seen it actually or in newsreels and have admired the streamlined marvel as it streaks across the plains or tops the 7,000-foot-high mountain passes of our great Southwest. Thousands of passengers proclaim the comfort, luxury, and security of this modern mode of rail travel. Its air-conditioned sleepers, drawing rooms, lounges. They have admired the efficient power plant that ensures such smooth operation for the restful, cool trip of over 2,000 miles in a little more than a day and a half. We of the Texas Company take an active pride in the Super Chief because that 3,600-horsepower diesel engine and cars are lubricated by Texaco products. Texaco again moves forward hand in hand with every advance in all branches of travel. The engineering and research that constantly win such outstanding recognition for Texaco are available to you also in the high-quality products that are daily served by that friend of your car, the Texaco dealer. Old MacDonald had a farm, and Jack Renard had an invitation to go there for a visit. Here, if you please, is what happened.
When your partners go three doors, they say left, they say right. Up that hill and down the holler, Grandma's dog found the dollar. Swing it, boys.
Don't forget to put the cat out, Jack.
What's that? Breakfast? Goody, goody, goody. Here I go.
Hey, Pinky. Pinky Tomlin.
Yes?
Listen, I like you and I want to give you a good tip. You better get rid of that love bug.
That's just what I'm going to do. Here, Mr. Wallington, take this box with the love bug in it. When you go fishing out at Santa Monica, you can use it for bait.
Oh, thanks, Pinky.
Oh, I dropped the box. The love bug is loose again. It bit me.
Doggone, look at that love bug go. I never saw anything go so fast in my life.
You'll never catch that love bug now. It bit Wallington and it's full of fire chief.
Look, the love bug is flying out in the audience.
Oh, boy, double trouble.
Well, come on, Jimmy. Come on, Pinky. We'll go out in the audience and catch that bug before it does any damage.
All right, let's go.
Well, come on, hurry up.
Yeah. Well, look. Look, there's the love bug. It's flying around that old man on the aisle here.
Woo! Woo! The gal dang
Wait a minute, old man. Where are you going?
The love bug bit me and I'm going home.
Yeah, but what are you going home for?
I'm going to tear up my Social Security. Woohoo!
See, the love bug is making yearlings out of tough old steers.
Hey, fellas, I got the love bug.
You caught the love bug? Where is it?
Here, right here on this lady's face.
Let go of my nose, you fool. That's a freckle.
Stanley, we've got to catch that love bug.
Well, the only way we can catch that love bug is to bring Seymour out here.
Why Seymour, Seymour?
You can use her mouth for a net. Here's a man over here. What's the matter, partner? Did that old love get you, too?
No.
Well, if he didn't get you, what are you hollering for?
There's a tank in the seat.
Stop. I offer $1,000 reward for the capture of that love bug. Alive.
What? Hey, Pinky, did you hear that?
Come, don't dilly-dally. I repeat, $1,000 reward for the capture of the love bug. Alive.
Gee, mister, do you hate the love bug that much?
Hate it? Ye gods, I love it. That love bug bit a certain young lady and brought her back to me.
Really?
Yes.
Say, who are you?
The name, sir, is John Barrymore.
Pinky Tomlin sings Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas.
I reckon y'all don't know me at all. I just hit town 2 days. My home's way down in a little town. It's not so far away. Everybody for miles around calls me by my name. Now that I'm in Texaco town, I hope you'll do the same. I'm the ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a clean-cut feller from Oklahoma. You ought to see me strut. I'm a caper-cutting cutie. Got a gal called Katie. She's a little heavy-laden, but I calls her baby. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff.
Curtain
cutie,
his mama's riding beauty. They call him
Daddy Bean. No, I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a clean-cut feller from Oklahoma. You ought to see me strut.
He killed a curbstone cutie, his mama's riding beauty. And we know what we mean.
I'm a caper-cutting cutie, got a gal called Katie.
You're a Daddy Bean pinky and a darn cute baby.
I'm a ding-dong daddy.
You're a curbstone cutie to us.
Well, I'm a ding-dong daddy.
You're a curbstone cutie.
I'm a ding-dong daddy.
You're a curbstone cutie.
I'm a ding-dong.
You're a curbstone.
I'm a ding-dong.
You're a curbstone.
I'm a ding.
Curb.
Ding.
Curb.
You ought to see me do my stuff.
You ought to see me do my stuff.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, this is my fourth week here in Texaco town, and I just want you all to know that I really appreciate how nice you've been to me. 4 weeks ain't very long, but it's long enough to find out that the people here in Texaco town are swell folks. They kind of remind me of my friends in my old hometown, Durant, Oklahoma. And you'll find Texaco dealers in your hometown just the same if you'll only give them a chance. So doggone it, get in that old flavor and drive to one of them Texaco dealers and fill her up with a mess of that fire, Chief. It'll do her good. And again, I say, much obliged to you.
Igor Gorin sings Irving Berlin's Russian Lullaby.
Every night you'll hear her croon. A Russian lullaby, just a little plaintive tune when baby starts to cry. that's free for you and me and the rock and the lullaby. Ooh, it is in Abercrombie's abode, the rocky grass was a shade.
I caught that old love bug of mine, and I hope this time I can keep him in the box.
Pinky, why don't you get rid of that love bug? He's caused an awful lot of trouble here tonight.
I kind of hate to do that, Eddie. I've become kind of fond of the little fella.
Oh, Pinky!
What is it, Mr. Wallington?
Say, Pinky, an amazing thing has happened. Outside the studio, there's a crowd of ladybugs, lightning bugs, June bugs, and potato bugs. They're all carrying signs saying the love bug is unfair. It looks like he's being picketed.
Well, what are you going to do, Pinky?
Well, I guess they'll just have to do like Mr. Roosevelt does, listen to what they have to say.
All right, boys, open the door and let him in.
Boy, it looks like the old love bug's in for a mess of trouble.
Quiet, everybody. Let all this buzzing cease, and each of you will have your chance to come up and speak your piece.
Put down your signs, you pickets, and I'll do the best I can. But don't get too rambunctious. I'm just an old cowhand.
Let's hear from the June bug.
I represent the Junebugs. We're mad, and here's the reason. June Brycer went the year around because he's hunting out of season.
The lightning bug.
We lightning bugs complain because our nightly fun, he's reckoned. Whenever we switch our taillights on, we find some couple necking.
The ladybug.
The love bug bit us, ladybug, and now we're hooked for life.
That was no ladybug. That was my wife.
The potato bug.
We potato bugs are homeless. We must stay on the wing, cause the love bug's bitten everyone. And now you hear them sing.
Potatoes are cheaper, tomatoes are cheaper. Now's the time to fall in love.
I don't understand this picketing. To me, it don't make sense. Cause back in Oklahoma, Why, a picket's just a fence. But since you folks have all agreed the love bug ain't done right, there's only one thing left to do. That's bump him off tonight.
Yay!
One moment, Mr. Tomlin. Don't close this case too soon, or I can shed some light on this.
Well, who are you?
I'm the man in the moon.
We'll hear from the man in the moon. For if there is anyone beneath the sun who should know about love in June, it's the man in the moon.
As I look down upon the earth from my home up in the sky, I can see each lover's kiss and hear every lover's sigh. Oh, you can't destroy the love bug, and the reason's very plain. Or if you do, it will mean the end of every lover's lane. It will mean the end of goldsmiths who make the wedding rings. Yes, and the man who sells sweetheart bouquets and little baby things. I say the love bug must not die, or I swear by stars above, it will mean the end of everything, for everything is love.
Yeah!
Stop! The love bug's got to die. Say, I demand you seal his fate.
Say, wait a minute. Who are you?
I am the germ of hate. Yes, I am the germ of hate. I feed on grief and gloom. And I demand the love bug's end. He must go to his doom. I stand for war, destruction, hatred. That's my line. That's why I state it's love or hate. The love bug's life or mine. With him alive, I can't survive. I loathe him and all his clan. He stands for everything I hate. The brotherhood of man.
Doggone, ain't he the ornery cuss? Hand me that spray gun. I'll get rid of that old germ.
The love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. If he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout.
He's grand like the love bug forever.
Friends, these programs are presented by your neighborhood Texaco dealer. Drive into his station. As he serves you with Fire Chief gasoline and Texaco motor oil, he'll give you those extra services which are so essential to your complete motoring enjoyment. And now, Jack Renard's singing violin says, remember. Be sure to tune in again next week, same time, same station, for Igor Gorin, Ella Logan, Eddie Stanley, Tinky Tomlin, Seymour Seymour, and Jack Renard. For enjoyable and economical motoring, next time, try a Texaco dealer. James Wallington speaking from Hollywood, California. Good night, everybody. Good night, Eddie. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
B-U-L-O-V-A, Bulova Watch Time, WABC, New York.